I am the light of the world. When he said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, Go, wash. Let us pray. God, give us hearts to know your love, ears to hear your whispers, eyes to see your glory, and lips to speak only your truth. Amen.
Amen.
Today in our gospel, we again get an example of what I spoke about at the beginning of the season, that much of our stories are a bit longer than we're used to. And today we have the extension of having to do this digitally, which allows us to take things in a little bit differently than we would if we were all together. The story where Jesus spits in the mud and rubs it on the blind man's eyes allows us to see the healing touch of Jesus Christ. Now don't do it. Not right now. We're in a time where we're not supposed to be within reach of each other. 6 feet apart. Now, for me, that might be within reach still, but for most of us, that's out of reach. We're in a time of what's called social distancing or social spaciousness. And we're trying to figure out how to move and be in this world together. But we're reminded in the gospel and in the messages of our earlier readings that all is not lost there. Psalm 23, which is perhaps the most well-known psalm, certainly, but maybe even piece of scripture, is known as the Psalm of the Good Shepherd. And there we say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We understand that we are being guided, that we are being led. And it even says, the Lord prepares a banquet before me in the presence of my enemies. A banquet sounds pretty nice right about now when we're eating at our homes together with just the people we can be around all week long. But it's also a reminder that this is a spiritual banquet. The psalm talks about it in terms of this being in the valley of death. We are not in the valley of death, but we are separated from one another. And that is when God prepares this holy spiritual banquet for us all. Our lesson from 1 Samuel reminds us just how much God is about making things new. If our gospel includes Jesus spitting and making mud and making someone to see who has never seen before in his life, Samuel is about remaking and reimagining just as much. How long will you grieve for Saul? And the story comes to the anointing of David. David, who is the last son. He's the son that's not even invited to the party where the anointing's supposed to happen. All of the children are passed over. All of his sons are passed over. He says, there's surely got to be another kid. He says, well, there's David, my youngest. He's out tending to the flock. This anointing of David is a movement in a new direction. It's a reminder that God is all about doing new things, always. Not unmaking what has been done, but letting us see something new that our eyes weren't prepared for. We're told of the ruddy appearance of David. He was a worker. He wasn't the glory of his father. But we're reminded here that even when things crumble, God isn't done yet. even when Israel is starting to fall apart, even when they need to go find another king to anoint. God isn't done with God's loving and saving work. That God who is our shepherd, that God who loves so much that he's willing to put up with all the nonsense we got in our gospel. You'll notice that the whole story takes place in the first little chunk, and the rest of it is argument about who Jesus is, about who made this man able to see, and even if that was the same man that was blind before. But then again, God is making things new. Then again, God is reminding us of God's love and presence among us. So whether it's walking us through a valley of shadow and death, of fear and distrust, walking us through from the fields and anointing us, or spitting in the mud to make us whole, God is always, every time, about making things new. My friends, in this season where we're trying to figure out how to make things new, how to be a people, one people, who can't be physically with one another, let us look to the examples of our lessons today. Let us look to the examples of this God who loves us still and work to make things new, to make each other well and whole. Amen.